A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Welcome to Spiritual Queens Badass Podcast. My name is Emma Mumford and I'm your host. I'm an award-winning blogger, YouTuber, life coach, badass entrepreneur, manifester, and author. My mission is to awaken and to inspire women to live their best lives now and to find their purpose in life. I do this through sharing the power of law of attraction and spirituality. I hope my podcast will inspire you to raise your game and to start living your best life today. Without further ado, let's get started with this week's episode. So thank you so much, guys, for joining me for another one of my podcast episodes. I'm so, so happy to have today with us one of my good friends, Hannah Wallace. So I first met Hannah at the Hay House Writers Course back in November. She was actually sat in front of me and we had some good chats. And then I don't know why, but when she contacted me on Instagram, I just didn't put the dots together until very recently. So definitely divine timing from the universe, because it was great to spend my birthday with Hannah and learn all about Hannah's incredible work. So for those of you who don't know what Hannah does, Hannah is on a mission to help and inspire people to integrate their darkness and light and find grace in the space that they're in. Hannah champions female empowerment and spiritual activism and is currently writing her first book, which I'm super excited about. So thank you so much, Hannah, for being here today.
I am really excited to join you, Emma, and yeah, it's really cool.
Oh, well, I'm so excited to have you on here because obviously everyone's seen you on my vlogs, on my Instagram and stuff. So it's good that they can like hear about your work today.
Absolutely. And connect the dots, I guess. It makes you connect with a person, doesn't it?
Definitely, definitely. So the first question from my followers is, when did you have your spiritual awakening and what is your story?
So I got really into spirituality initially through yoga when I was about 12 or 13. But my real awakening began when I was 18, when I had experienced a bout of glandular fever, which basically turned my entire life upside down. I woke up one day, couldn't get out of bed, and there I stayed for quite a few months. I changed overnight, my life changed overnight, and this began an entire process of unraveling. And it put me on the path. But as you can imagine, when you're that young and, you know, not everyone around me was going through this, and it was, you know, 18 years ago now, thereabouts, and things are very different now to how they were then. It was a process for me. You know, I went through stages where I was really kind of connected to it. And then I was going through other stages where I really struggled. I did have really good support around me. Even though they weren't really into what was happening to me, people were supportive. But it has been a process, and I've been through stages as I've grown and developed, I've awakened even more. So yeah, it's probably been different from somebody that goes through a massive boom all of a sudden. This was a much more of a slow integrative process, which I'm really grateful for, actually, because I know how incredibly painful it can be for some people. But I started with books, how to help myself, and it's really put me on a path helping my health as well, because this kind of opened an entire Pandora box, which left me really struggling with a very different life situation to everybody around me. So if it hadn't have been for spirituality, I would have been really lost. Essentially, it saved my life, because I was able to kind of heal my kind of mental well-being, essentially, to help me deal with what was going on with me physically. And when you are on a spiritual path, it also opens up quite an alternative therapeutic nature as well. So I've been able to really deeply explore this on many levels. And yeah, 100%, it's been challenging at times, but also really amazing as well. We all think, oh gosh, I wish I could change that, I wish I could go back. But actually, it's, as we always say, Emma, it's part of the process, isn't it? It's where we're meant to be is where we're meant to be.
Exactly. Couldn't have put that better myself. Exactly. Like, everything's as it should be.
Yeah. So yeah, it was difficult, but also amazing. And recently in the last few years, I've kind of really awakened even more, I would say, like more stuff has, awakened within me, which has been really exciting, because I had quite a lull for a long time. You know, I'd read, because I'd had a lot of time on my hands, I'd probably digested, you know, near on most books that are on the market. You know, I was ready for something new to come in. So I've really been having new things coming my way, which has been really exciting.
Cool. So for those, like, obviously I know that you work a lot with divine feminine work. So for those of people who don't know what the divine feminine is, why do we need to embrace it?
We need to embrace it because it's about connecting to a softer side of ourselves. We are moving into a more feminine based society right now, but it has been very masculine based for a long, hard number of reasons. But patriarchy has very much ruled, and as women, we've been swept along by it, and we've really had no choice. But this kind of underground revolution has happened, and we need to embrace this because it is reconnecting us back to ourselves as women, bringing women back together, because we're often, you know, as we know, pitched against each other. That's a very kind of the masculine aspects of ourselves, competing with each other, comparing with each other. Embracing the divine feminine not only softens within ourselves, it reconnects us back to the women around us. And when women gather together, a lot of healing can take place, because, you know, take us back many years ago, women were gathered together. We would have gatherings as women to share processes, healing, information, knowledge, and it was used to help heal the communities around us. And this is starting to happen again, and this is why we need to embrace it. And it will help us not only with that side of things, but on a personal level, reconnect us back to where we really need to be, what we really want, reconnect with the feelings that we want to feel. Often we get caught up in how we think we should be, because that's what we've been told, and we were programmed with it, you know, from birth, essentially. But embracing the divine feminine helps unravel all of this. And it doesn't matter what's going on in your life or whatever your story is, there are aspects of embracing it that will help you personally. And there's not a one size fits all with this. We're all different. The process will look different for everybody, but there are things that will help us along the way when we choose to embrace this.
So how can we use divine feminine work to feel confident in our bodies and sexually then?
Well, we can use this work to reactivate our feminine side. The first thing we have to do is look at the stories we tell about ourselves, our bodies, our sexuality, and question, where did that come from? Because very often when we start to kind of look into that and break down these patterns, we will find that it's just what we've been told, how we think we should be. And the real starting place is breaking these down. And this is something recently that I have been really embracing, because in terms of our sexuality, as women, without us realizing it, we have a very masculine kind of side to it without us even realizing it, how we're sold within society with advertising, how sexiness is sold to us. And when we kind of work the divine feminine back into this, we will soften, we will look at our bodies differently, and it helps us to heal on a whole nother level, and it helps us to become more aware. What happens sexually, often we're quite numb without us even realizing it. I certainly know that this is something in the last few years that I've really discovered. We even if you're quite a liberated person, which, as you know, Emma, I'm very liberal. I didn't realize the repression that existed within me, and embracing the divine feminine with this allows us to question certain things about our sexual behaviors, about our patterns, how we embrace our sexuality with another person. And when we use this work to feel more confident, we start to behave in a way that we really want to. We start to get more sensitive to the subtle energies that are within us. And by doing this, the people around us who maybe we're sharing our sex lives with, or just ourselves, we will change that relationship as well. And it's a subtle thing at first, but by embracing this energy that's flowing through us and tuning into it, slowing down is a massive thing, because, I mean, we all kind of have a pattern or a story. Say we enter into, whatever our sexual relationship we're in, it will follow a pattern in a story. And we need to look at that, because it will often be how it will have a very masculine aspect to it. By taking our power back, by embracing our softness, by reconnecting to ourselves, by listening to our bodies and our intuition, what we really want, this is how we embrace it sexually. So it's an integrative process, essentially. It's not just about the sex side of things. It's about what else is going on in your lives and fusing the two together. And also talking to other women around us, being open and honest with people that you trust. Because we all have this idea that everybody's having a better time than us, right? We all think we all have this thing. Or if we're a bit dysfunctional, we kind of want to hide it. And if we can start sharing that stuff in a safe space, that is a very divine feminine thing that will help us heal as well. So, and it will encourage us to love our bodies more, because all of a sudden we're becoming aware. So that for me is about how to embrace that within our bodies and our sexuality. And it's a process. It's not going to change overnight. And it's going to change how you communicate to the other people around you. And you're going to have to break down those paradigms mm-hmm. With the people around you as well, because you're going to have very fixed ideas on what you think your body should be like, or what you think your sexuality should be like. And it's about taking it back for yourself and reclaiming that, and knowing that what yours is going to look like is going to look different for another person, and not worrying about that. And also, when we do learn to communicate our needs better, we'll definitely get more out of our sex life and our relationship with our body as well.
100%. Definitely agree with that. So, having done womb work myself, obviously we've had conversations about this together, but how can womb work help us harness our divine feminine work?
Well, our womb is a space that, if you speak to most women about the womb, they will think of two things: giving birth and periods. And the most women will think of their periods in a fairly negative way, because often we have a lot of issues, and it's quite a taboo subject. You know, we all have periods, but it's not something that's really celebrated. And reconnecting with the divine feminist connects us back to our cyclic nature, which is absolutely vital in reconnecting with ourselves. Because when we start connecting with our cycles and learning about our cycles, we become aware of spaces throughout the month that we maybe perform better, we feel better, we reconnect with our emotions. This isn't something we're kind of taught or trained to do, or it's spoken about. And I think most people feel with their periods that, and their womb space, they just need to get on with it. Oh, well, I have these issues, but you know what? I just need to keep plowing on, getting on. And it creates this massive disconnection. When we start doing the divine feminine work, if we can reconnect back to that space through our womb work, it will awaken our divine feminine work as well. And what we need to realize that our womb is not just a space of giving birth to another human. It's a space of giving birth to, if you're producing a book, your work, something you're passionate about. It's this potent space that we all have, whatever, you know, some people, man, woman, if you're, you know, depending on your gender issues, if you have any, it's a space where we are able to connect with, create magic, and learn about ourselves and what we really want. So I personally know that this has been something that I've recently, maybe in the last 2 years, really got into. And I've learned a lot from Lisa Lister, Alexandra Pope, and I've really kind of connected to it. And I didn't even realize until I started getting into this how disconnected I was to that space. I thought of my period as a very inconvenient thing. And I think that's something we really need to change and encourage people to connect with.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Cyclic nature, because not only does it connect with the inner cyclic nature, it helps us connect with the seasons. It helps us connect with nature more, because if we look at the seasons, they're all cyclic as well. So there is a lot that we can do by doing womb work that helps us connect to our divine feminine energy. And they will work symbiotically with each other. The more we do with one, the more the other will awaken. And especially with our intuition, when we start working with our womb, your intuition will really awaken, because you'll start this new inner awareness. And yeah, I would personally really recommend it. Some people feel a bit weird about it. And, you know, I talk to the people around me and they're like, oh, I'm not sure it's for me. I don't really understand it. But I think the first place to start with this is just getting connection to your own personal cycle, and also changing the way you look at that space, which is obviously not always easy if you have, shall we say, very difficult periods, or you've had issues down there. But I think it's changing the story there and finding a way to kind of reconnect with that, even if it is difficult, looking at a way you can work with that, and it will change everything. It will help even that situation. It's not about, maybe it's not going to totally change it, but it definitely will help. And it will also help you feel this softness again. You feel more in control. I think that's a massive thing. Like, it's a real reclamation, a real taking your power back. So yeah, that's something I feel very passionate about, which I hope anybody listening here will feel maybe a little nudge that I'm going to look into this, or actually I do feel quite disconnected from myself in that way. And yeah, I hope that that's a helpful kind of thing for people to get in touch with.
Definitely. And from doing it myself, you know, it just allowed me to do so much inner healing and inner purging of, you know, even if you're a twin flame and you're listening to this, like, this womb work will do freaking wonders for your twin flame journey. So, you know,
absolutely,
it's not just for twin flames. Like, obviously this is, you know, for absolutely everybody, anybody who's like, you know, a female, so it's fine. But yeah, like, it's just so powerful to help with healing and to help with any, you know, past past things, any kind of sexual trauma, or any, you know, any stories you tell yourself sexually as well, about confidence, about God, anything. And also a lot of the meditations that I had been doing had really helped to like clear past lovers and things like that. And you just don't even think, you know, that energetically there's storage up there, but there is. So like you can...
There absolutely is storage up there. And I think as well, it's about realizing that we have the power within us. And I think that's what actually womb work really does do for us. It reconnects us to our power. And that at the same time is connecting us to our divine feminine, which is obviously an amazing thing to do.
Definitely. So what other tips or advice can you give to help my listeners kind of step into their divine feminine and sexual power?
So I think the first thing that they need to do is get clear on your own story, like where you're at. And often, I know Gabby Bernstein talks about this, it's like witnessing the wounds, essentially, isn't it? And I think it's a very powerful process that you need to get clear on what your balance of masculine and feminine is. How are you quite masculine based approached in your life? Because if you're doing, should we say, a very high powered, stressful job, or you feel you've got a project to complete, you're going to need that masculine energy to kind of power through that. But I think you need to get clear on how much of that is going into all of your life. Is it affecting your relationships? Are you very dominant in your relationship? Do you have a lot of masculine energy in you on a regular basis? And it's really getting clear on that story about where you're at. And the next tip I would say is learn to soften with yourself. Let go a little bit. Like, it's very difficult because as women, we think, you know, if you can't do a job, you know, do the job properly, you know how to get it done. I know you would relate to that, Emma. You're very much an on it person. I think it's about letting go a bit with that and really softening to this idea that you don't have to do everything, and you can allow not only to let others support you, but also learn how to support yourself. It's really, really key when you're on this whole awakening process that it is going to be difficult. A lot of emotions, a lot of stuff is going to come up. The real key is to learn to support yourself, because we're so good at often supporting the others around us that we don't support ourselves. Without realizing this, actually, you know, it sets us up for burnout. It sets us out for just feeling not in control of ourselves and our emotions, and keeps putting us, you know, it makes us tired, exhausted, which often we feel we can't support. We don't have time to support ourselves because we are so busy. But I think it's just finding windows of opportunity in your life to have what's going to work for you, rather than modeling it on somebody else. I think it's finding that space where, okay, I can't do what's been suggested to me, but maybe I can take 5 minutes out. You build those processes up over a period of time, things do start to change. Another thing that I would give as a good tip is connect to things that make you happy, because, you know, happiness is very, you know, fun and happiness can often be put to one side. We really need to connect back to having fun and real happiness. I mean, things that are really going to make you happy. And again, it might be that you think, like, I'm so busy, I don't have time for this. It's finding small windows of opportunity to tune into that. Connecting with nature, reconnecting yourself with the earth, really simple stuff like that. If you are into spirituality, things like crystals, oracle cards, on a more practical basis, having just a salt bath, having something, or a salt foot bath. You know, if you don't have a bath, get a bowl, fill it with salt. Simple self-care techniques. These are all going to bring you back to yourself. And I think the really other thing that's a really good tip is to learn to start trusting yourself again, reconnect with your intuition. How often do we feel like, well, I just don't know what to do? You know, your head's telling you one thing, your heart's telling you another thing, the outside world is saying you should do it this way. It's about having the courage to make that choice. Well, actually, what I really think is this, but it doesn't appear to be in alignment with what anyone else is thinking. So how do I bridge that gap? The real way to bridge that gap is to listen to you, to have the courage to listen to what you're actually saying, because the more that we do that, it reconnects us with our intuition. And we really need to cultivate our intuition and realize that often a lot of the time when we're giving our power away, we actually do know the answers. We still need to learn from the outside, but it's having that symbiotic relationship between knowing and learning and not relying on the outside for your power, relying on the inside for your power. And, you know, again, it's often one of those things, it's easier said than done, but it's a real kind of positive thing to like get in touch with, and it will help you understand who you are as a person when you start to trust yourself a little bit more. The last thing that I could suggest you, it's all about loving yourself. In order to reconnect and embrace our divine feminine, we need to go on that journey of learning to love ourselves, which, you know, if you're not feeling in a good place, you may well be thinking, listening, well, it's all very well in process of learning to love myself, but how do I actually love myself? It's about breaking it down. It's about taking small baby steps. It's probably not going to happen overnight if you've had years and years of patterns of, you know, not loving yourself. And, you know, majority of us, we've all been there, I'll be honest with you. I'm sure you can relate to this, Emma. It's a hardwired thing, isn't it? It's in us. So learning to love ourselves again and finding ways that help us. And we're all going to be different. For some people, it's going to be maybe listening to something inspirational. Some people, some way, it's going to be reconnecting with someone around you that may encourage you or inspire you to do that. Learning to love yourself is breaking down those patterns, learning to get into your own personal story and seeing how you can rewrite that. But these are all miniature processes, and it's picking out one or two rather than thinking you have to do it all at once. It's a process. It's a journey. Our awakening is a never-ending process. There's no outcome to this. It's a thing that we're going to go on. It will ebb and it will flow. Sometimes we'll feel very connected. Sometimes we'll feel more disconnected. And that is the nature as well of the divine feminine. When we can learn to flow with that nature, it reconnects us back even more. And it helps us also to connect to our cyclic nature. The last thing I'd say, if you have a period, tracking your cycle, that's a really positive thing to do. Even if you're using all methods of birth control, learn your cycle. Learn how you feel within that cycle as well, because it will give you answers. And you might find in certain places in that cycle, you're more productive, or when you're more emotional, you can kind of use that time to be, you know, kinder to yourself. And it, obviously, if you say you're a busy mum, you may well be thinking, well, I've got a screaming baby to deal with. I might be feeling emotional, but, you know, how am I going to do that? But it's the awareness. Having awareness is everything. And I think on this whole process with awakening, divine feminine, with womb work, awareness is everything.
100%. And I just love all the answers you've given. They're all so on point. And I think this podcast has really, really helped both me and the listeners. So thank you so much, Hannah.
That's my pleasure. And I've just one last thing I want to add in here. Celebrate your own beauty. It is very hard for women right now when we're having all these images of all these airbrushed beautiful women, and then there's all this conflict between fit, healthy, skinny, health, there's all this stuff. Come back to yourself. You know, we all look different. We are all different. And the more we can embrace that and find people who champion you in your life and love you for you, like in all of this, find your tribe and love them hard, because they are the people that are going to help you on this process the most, which I know for me and you, we both can attest to that.
Definitely, 100%. It's all about, you know, just having those people who you can, like you say, just have that safe space with and just trust, and you can just share and evolve together and help one another.
And also encourage each other to create and birth things, and know that while you're doing that, it's a safe space to have the wobbles. It's a safe space to kind of not feel good. It's a safe space to let it all out when, you know, things are going wrong. But also having those people to say, come on, you can do this. Let's kind of work through this. And it will make a massive difference.
Definitely. So where can my followers find you, Hannah?
Your followers can find me on Instagram. I also have a website with blog posts, and I'm also myself beginning a podcast, which is be launching really soon. You're my first guest, Emma, as you well know.
So everyone can go and listen to that too.
Exactly. And it will be called Finding Grace, and it's all about finding grace in the chaos of life and having sacred conversations with people, how they find grace and their story of finding grace. Because, you know, whatever's going on, if we can find some grace, it, you know, we'll feel ace.
That's
what someone said to me the other day, you know, find some grace and it will reconnect you back to, you know, your own source.
Perfect. Well, I will link Hannah's website and social media down below for you all to go and check out. But thank you so much for doing this, Hannah. It's been such a pleasure to have you on my podcast.
Oh, it's been amazing. And I really hope that anybody listening has found just some of the things helpful and it's felt clear enough for people to just maybe reconnect with some of the ideas I've said and maybe start to implement them in their lives, that it feels less. There's a lot of information about this out there now, but it can almost seem a bit overwhelming. I don't know if you would agree with this, Emma. So I think it's really breaking it down and find stuff that you really resonate with. And if you don't resonate with something, trust that actually there are other stuff out there you might resonate with. And, you know, don't be afraid to think, well, I didn't really like that, so walk away from it. Think, well, I'm just going to maybe look and see if there's someone else that I do resonate with.
Definitely, 100%. So thank you so much, Hannah, and thank you for being on the podcast.
It's my pleasure. Thank you.
So thank you so much, guys, for joining me for another one of my podcasts. I hope you have enjoyed this episode with Hannah. As always, you can find out more about Hannah in the description box down below, and you can find out more about myself also, including my life coaching, my website, emmamumford.co.uk, and all the other free content I have to offer over on my website. Thanks so much, and I look forward to seeing you in my next podcast, which will be next week. Lots of love, guys.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.